From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Brazil has agreed to impose an import tax on U.S. ethanol, a move criticized by U.S. ethanol leaders. According to Brownfield, the Renewable Fuels Association's Bob Dineen, Growth Energy's Emily Score, and the U.S. Grain Council's Tom Slate issued a joint statement Wednesday saying they are disappointed to see the ruling to impose the 20% tariff on U.S. ethanol imports after a 160 million gallon tariff rate quota. The European Commission is seeking more information on the proposed acquisition by Bayer of Monsanto. The commission has opened an in-depth investigation saying it is concerned about reduced competition in crop products such as pesticides, seeds, and traits. It has also raised concerns about Bayer-Monsanto dominance in digital agriculture. The European Commission has until January 8th to make a decision, saying an in-depth investigation does not prejudge the final result. Cargill is investing in a startup company that's developing technology to grow meat from self-producing animal cells. The company, called Memphis Meats, claims it can produce beef, chicken, and duck directly from animal cells without raising and slaughtering livestock or poultry. In a statement provided to Bloomberg, Cargill says it believes consumers will continue to crave meat, and we aim to bring it to the table as sustainably and cost-effectively as we can. Cultured meats and conventionally produced meats will both play a role in meeting that demand. Billionaires Bill Gates and Richard Branson are among the other investors in Memphis Meats. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.